Volcanic struggles and uncertainty for the establishment in Britain. James Ivins. Two features increasingly define Britain's politics. First, the possibility of volcanic struggle on many various issues. Second, uncertainty, as established powers lose their authority and coherence. The British Perspectives document the Socialist Party's 2017 Congress agreed says this: there is no period of history that corresponds exactly to the times we are living through. Deputy General Secretary Hannah Sell introduced a thorough discussion on political prospects and the strategies socialists need. Following 27 excellent contributors, Executive Committee member Clive Heemskirk summed the discussion up. Hannah pointed out that the Socialist Party has already made a qualitative difference in the early skirmishes of this new era. The victorious campaign to save the Butterfields estate in East London. Tube bosses retreat in the face of a solid strike by station staff. The mass movements defending Huddersfield Royal Infirmary in Yorkshire and the Glenfield Children's Heart Unit in Leicester. All are important local battles, where our ideas and members have been central. But we have had a national impact too. Socialist Party members were key to achieving the tremendous demonstration for the NHS on the 4th of March. NHS. We are not alone in seeing that this AMA's attacks on the NHS could be her poll tax. It could bring down the government. A movement on the NHS would take in not just the towns and cities, but even the rural areas and Tory shires, as reports already show. The Tories have given a cosmetic impression of unity, aided by media focus on the divisions in Labour. But government defeats in the Lords have shown the opposite is true. The unprecedented makeup of Northern Ireland's Assembly, and the returning question of Scottish independence, could cause constitutional crisis. May's weakness is also highlighted by her retreat on a national insurance hike for the self-employed. The government is shaky and factionalised. An early general election is possible, but not definite. The capitalist class does not want one. However, May could be forced to call one to regain control. The EU is the main crack. Hannah reminded Congress that last year we said the working class could pick up the referendum and use it as a stick to hit the Tory party with. We have been proven right on that. Still, the prospects for Brexit are uncertain. The European Union may not even exist, at least in the same form. A mass campaign for a working class, internationalist Brexit is still needed. The Leave vote was not based on widespread racism. We can unquestionably win the working class to a socialist position on immigration, on guaranteeing jobs, homes and services for all. But this will not happen on the basis of the Blairites' methods, lofty moralizing while implementing austerity. Nonetheless, anti-racism will be an important area of work. The big demonstrations against Donald Trump's racist agenda have shown the openness to this. Building four-day ex-school student walkouts could help give structure to this anger. Schools themselves could be the focal point of a resistance movement. The new funding formula will mean massive cuts to staff. We call for schools to use their power to set deficit budgets and build campaigns to win back the funding. Housing too is in complete crisis. The government is under pressure to retreat on several points of its Housing Act. But Labour councils must share the blame for creating this crisis. They have the financial capacity to build 100,000 council homes this year alone. We support any Labour councillor seriously prepared to fight the cuts. That is and always has been our position. But the leaders of the Labour left still refuse to call for anti-cuts council candidates, accepting the right self-interested blindness to our alternative. In spite of the fact that councils, like Parliament, are strongholds of the Labour right, the sheer scale of the cuts could force some to stand up. Our programme, using councils' financial clout to stop austerity and build a campaign to win the funding back, resonates well with local authority workers and community campaigners. It is still right for the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition to stand in the elections against pro-cuts Labour candidates. And it is still essential to take part in the struggle in Labour and put forward what Corbynism needs to win. Our goal is a mass party of the working class. but our role in the class struggle outside labor will have the biggest effect on this movement, on the streets and picket lines, in the workplaces, schools and estates. Tom Watson's project Anaconda Strangulation of Corbyn is winning. But its final victory is still not certain. A new attempt on the leadership, or a big upswing in class struggle, could still stagger the right and push Corbyn left. A fresh economic collapse would also cause turmoil. British capitalism has tiny anemic productivity. This makes it very vulnerable in a crash. Under cover of the last crash, the public sector pay cap has been in place for 7 years. 1 million workers are under the yoke of zero-hour contracts. Many more are walled in by personal debt. New unionism. But, Hannah pointed out, there has been a response. We are seeing the beginning of a 21st century version of new unionism. Small independent unions have led militant action. Even parts of the middle class are adopting the methods of the working class movement, as the valiant junior doctor strikes showed. Furthermore, the battle between capital and labor is getting much sharper on both sides. Employers make attempts to break unions outright, workers increasingly go for strikes to the finish, rather than symbolic one-day actions. The additions to the anti-union laws are a new hurdle. Some right-wing union leaders will be relieved, imagining national or coordinated action is off the agenda. We cannot allow that. Any attempt to victimize trade unionists under the Trade Union Act would immediately pose the need for a 24-hour general strike. The working class went into the 2007-08 crisis unprepared, with a lower level of trade union organization, without a mass party of its own, without a broad understanding of socialist ideas. But Corbynism, bitter strikes and mass mobilizations on the streets, show that all this is changing. The Socialist Party is entering the most exciting era in its history. We have learnt a lot. Our role in events is important, but not yet decisive. If we continue to fight boldly for our ideas, the battles we have led in previous decades will seem tiny compared to the all-out class conflict which is coming.